You know, the intense heat this time of the year takes its toll in our landscapes. I mean, imagine you're a plant and you're standing in the garden all day long with no air conditioning and all night long in the heat that we have at night. So this is really pretty stressful. Now, we use a lot of great heat-tolerant plants, and so if you did a good job of selecting the flowers for your flower beds back when you planted them in the spring and early summer, then they should be looking pretty good. Heat-tolerant bedding plants like pentas and angelonia, they really don't mind the heat that much, and they should be doing just fine now. Now, pay careful attention to watering. Bedding plants demand more water than most plants in your landscape. And so watch the weather carefully. And anytime you go for a week or so without a good rain, you need to be getting out and watering those flower beds. If you see your flowers wilt slightly, it's a good chance that you need to get out there and do a good deep, thorough irrigation. Water deeply and thoroughly a couple of three times a week. Try to avoid watering every day. Forget It Growing, I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.